Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candleshore. It's been a while since I've done a podcast, so I thought I'd do a quick gravity check, let you know that I'm still here. We have some really neat projects going on here at the company, and really we'll be making some announcements very shortly. I've been very busy in the last couple of days with my new Android Nexus S. It's really a neat smartphone. I'm always amazed at the way technology changes, evolves, grows, you know. I keep thinking back, I guess my phone of all phones was the Motorola Razr. That was a really little neat little phone. It had virtually no accessibility whatsoever, but I really liked it. And then, of course, we went to Windows Mobile, which that was accessible with Mobile Speak by Code Factory. And then, of course, the iPhone came to town, and that kind of wiped everybody else out, especially with the wonderful voiceover. And I got to tell you, with the Android, it's a really nice platform. There's some nice surprises coming down the road for people who want accessibility on that platform as well. It's kind of weird. I'm using my Apple wireless Bluetooth keyboard with my Android 2.3.2 at the time of this recording phone. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking about something that happened back in December. I think it was the 22nd or 21st. I can't remember. My mind is starting to go. But anyway, I'm walking outside, and I have an appointment. A couple of deadlines that have to be met. You know, it was a busy day. One of my neighbors stops me. Well, I say, Merry Christmas, whatever. And then she starts talking about some things that I didn't ask. And, you know, those of you who know me know I'm very inquisitive. I got no problem digging things out of people. But on this particular day, I was in a hurry. But clearly she needs to talk. So she starts talking and talking and talking. And she's had a lot of tragedies in her recent life. Sicknesses, people dying, on and on. And I know that I have to be at this appointment in about a half an hour. So we're standing here and she just won't stop talking. And I realized at about the 20-minute mark that this is going to take a lot longer than I thought. And it's funny because if it had been any other day, at any other time, I might have felt some compassion or whatever. It's just at this particular time, I was like, not now. In my mind, I'm going, oh my God, not now, please. Somewhere during the conversation, it wasn't really a conversation, but somewhere during her talk, she kind of started tearing up and crying. And what am I supposed to do? You know, I'm standing and I said, you know, there's a bench over here. And I said, you know, let's go sit down. And I realized that my day is going to be shot because this was around 11 o'clock in the morning. And you know, it's funny because you can hear somebody talking and you can still think about your own life and your own things, such as, you know, the kind of thing that many of you are doing right now, I'm sure. Anyway, and she's going on and I caught most of it. But I know it's important for her to get this out. The whole thing took about 2 hours. I missed my appointment, of course, and missed everything. And I thought, well, you know what? It's my gift to her, right? My gift to the world. Hey, Merry Christmas, right? Merry Christmas. And then 2 days ago, and I haven't seen her since then, by the way. Not on purpose. It's just, you know, the way it is. We're not exactly friends or anything. 2 days ago, I saw her, or she saw me, rather. Hi, Mark. And I go, oh, hi. And we stopped, you know, we each go in different directions. And I said, so how is blah, blah, blah? I won't get into the detail, you know, doing better. And her answer was, yes, but you know what? I don't want to talk about it. I suppose, and this is a guess on my part, that she had been talking about it with other people and people just aren't letting it go. But you know what? When you bring somebody into your story, when you want to pull somebody in, it's a little selfish then when you're through it or done talking about it to just expect them to say, well, drop it. Now, if you see them on a regular basis, that's one thing because you kind of wax and wane together. Do you know what I mean? It's like being on the waves of an ocean. You know, the whole ship goes up, the whole ship goes down. You know, the boat goes up, the boat goes down, the boat goes left, the boat goes right. Okay, you get the idea. Okay. So, but when you see somebody that you haven't seen in, well, let's see, that would be almost a month, a little over a month. It's a little cutthroat to say, well, yeah, but I don't want to talk about it. Because in my mind, I'm thinking, what in the hell with you? Remember, I ruined my whole day, right? And I could have, listen, it's my fault. I could have said to her, I got to go. But, you know, when you're sitting seeing somebody, you're tearing up, you know, it's kind of hard to say, well, I mean, you know, I'm sorry you've just now discovered you have cancer. That's not, I'm just making this up. Or your liver is shot, but I got to go to an appointment. God, I just couldn't do it. But her response the other day was just, you know, and of course, being the gracious gentleman that I am, I just said, hey, no problem. She goes, well, bye. You know, oh no, I think she said, oh, I got to be somewhere or something. I got to go. Bye. So I'm thinking, oh, I know you didn't just say that. Now, I didn't say that to her, of course. You know, I wouldn't do that. I mean, I was just, what? It got me. And I remember as I was walking back, and I was miffed, you know, thinking, okay, all right, fine. Wait until there's another tragedy, all right? We're going to see, huh? Wait and see. You know, anyway, the point is, when you bring somebody in, you know, it's a little cutthroat just to expect them to, I don't know how to say it, but it's just very selfish. She could have at least said, in my opinion, thank you for asking me, blah, 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 and let it go. I mean, it wasn't like I was, listen, I didn't really, beyond the fact of how it affected her, it wasn't like I've been waiting for a month of, oh my God, how did the story turn up, you know? It just wasn't very nice. So, and I, you know, a lot of people do this. I understand. It just particularly got me. And I, you know, if you find this true of you as well, perhaps you should reconsider the people that you try to suck into your sump pump of drama. If you don't want somebody to be involved, then don't try to get their attention. Don't try to say, okay, you know, when you're having a crisis, everybody wants people to kind of circle the wagons, right? And then when the crisis is over, okay, everybody go away. I understand it from your perspective, but it's pretty selfish to leave it that way. You do that to enough people, and eventually no one's going to want to come around when you have a tragedy. You know, I can tell you as I sit here and think about this, a couple of people I've come across who say, I got nobody I can turn to. Oh, I know why they got nobody they can turn to. They won't tell you. They don't remember the times when they did have people to turn to, and then when the crisis was over, they turned their backs on them. I know I'm getting these pronouns really going a little crazy with them, but try to stay with me. You know, you do that to enough people, and eventually people just aren't going to give a rat's butt what's going on with you. All right? And I'm already there with her. So, and I'm, you know, it's not, listen, this is not about getting back at somebody. It's just really inconsiderate and kind of snappy. If we were friends, which we're not, and we will never be, I would have said to her, no, you don't want to say that to me. Because remember, I was there. I took my time when you needed somebody to listen to. So if you say it to me, you know, remember that the next time. If we had been even close to friends, I would have said that to her the other day. As it turns out, we're not. And so I'll just leave it as it is. But I will not forget. Yeah. There you go. All right. That's it. Oh, I feel better already. So having said all that, how you doing? Listen, remember to make a joyful noise. Again, there's some really cool things coming up on the blog, the website, and all things Candle Shore. So be sure to stay tuned, okay? Remember to make a joyful noise. I'll see you back here soon. Take care. Bye-bye. Comfort and hold me through the long, lonely nights to the dawn. Why don't you take me away? Disillusioned.